This is your community radio station, 88.3 Southern FM.
Coming up right now is The Space Show. Welcome to The Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I am Andrew Rennie. On the 1st of March, the Australian Space Agency announced a funding boost to grow the Aussie space sector. In the agency's words,
12 new Australian space projects are being supported that will build capability in our local sector, as well as respond to key challenges and opportunities like climate change. More than $9 million has been awarded to projects which align with NASA's Artemis program, helping Australian organisations to deliver products and services into global space supply chains. Head of the Australian Space Agency, Enrico Palermo, said this demonstrates how Australian companies are contributing to global space missions.
These projects show the agility and innovative nature of Australia's space companies, and how we can carve our niche in big international missions. Space is a global endeavour, and by working with our partners like NASA, we can create outcomes that benefit Australia, while also contributing to solutions to global challenges.
Minister for Industry and Science Ed Husic said,
"These projects show the exceptional research and innovation that is happening in Australia's space sector and how our companies can contribute on the global stage. Excitingly, the technologies and products being developed also have applications that can see us respond to important challenges and opportunities, from addressing climate change to driving growth in government priority areas like robotics, quantum and advanced manufacturing."
These projects were chosen from Intakes 8, 9 and 10 of the Moon to Mars Supply Chain Capability Improvement Grants Program.
Another government release gave details of the Moon to Mars projects to be funded. It did not specify whether these funds would be paid to the recipients in one lump sum or when they would be paid.
Among the projects being supported are, Valiant Space of Queensland will receive $934,500 to develop a new non-toxic propulsion system that will support more sustainable and responsible use of space. NextAero of Victoria will receive $1 million to design, manufacture and validate cutting-edge cryogenic rocket propellants, which are predicted to be central to next-generation sustainable spacecraft and rocket systems. HEO of New South Wales will receive $742,164 to develop advanced cameras for imaging satellites to better track space debris and objects, ensuring safe and sustainable use of space. Newman Space of South Australia will receive $1 million to locally develop a world-class spacecraft electric propulsion manufacturing and test facility to support national and international space missions.
Elsewhere, a list of applicants that have been offered funding under the Moon to Mars Supply Chain Improvement Grants was published.
Intake 8 recipients. First grant of $742,164 to High Earth Orbit Robotics Party Limited for next generation Australian space-based telescopic camera production. The project supports New South Wales-based High Earth Orbit Robotics Party Limited to develop advanced cameras for imaging satellites from satellites in space, supporting various applications such as monitoring space debris, surveillance of space objects and ensuring safe and sustainable use of space. The funding will strengthen Australian sovereign manufacturing of aerospace-grade equipment and open up international supply chain opportunities. Second grant, of $1 million, to Newman Space Party Limited for Australian spacecraft electric propulsion manufacturing capability. The project will enable Newman Space to locally develop, in South Australia, a world-class spacecraft electric propulsion manufacturing and test facility, unique in Australia, to support national and international space missions. This will enhance the Australian industry capability and capacity to meet the growing supply chain demands in the domestic and international space industry for Newman Space's patented pulsed cathodic arc thruster technology. Third grant, of $427,500, to Ulula Party Limited for automated data normalization and processing for satellite imaging programs. Ulula is developing new technologies to standardize satellite imagery between different Earth observation spacecraft. This will allow people to more effectively integrate the imagery in areas such as agriculture, mining and natural disaster management. Fourth grant, of $1 million, to Quickstep Technologies Pty Ltd for spacecraft structural panel manufacturing capability. Quickstep's project will establish an advanced spacecraft sandwich composite structure manufacturing capability. This will enhance existing aerospace composite manufacturing expertise and enable the new South Wales-based Quickstep to develop and manufacture advanced composite structures for manned and unmanned spacecraft for supply into space supply chains and support NASA's Moon to Mars ambitions. Near-term supply chain opportunities for this capability would have Quickstep produced composite structures in geosynchronous orbit by 2027. Fifth grant, of $493,799, to Human Aerospace Pty Ltd for compression garment and 3D body scanning technology for human spaceflight. This project will spin in commercial 3D body scanning technologies to space, supporting the design, development, and manufacturing of compression garments. New knowledge of space physiology and deconditioning will be enabled, with improved countermeasures for future missions to maintain astronaut health. New terrestrial medical applications will also be realized, further bolstering innovation and international supply chain opportunities for Victoria-based Human Aerospace. Intake 9 recipients. Sixth grant, of $985,000. To PWR Performance Products Pty Ltd for micro-matrix heat exchangers for space. The project will support Australian-based PWR Performance Products Pty Ltd to develop and manufacture their proprietary micro-matrix heat exchanger for space applications. The PWR brand is globally recognized for their cutting-edge thermal management products, which are currently used in Formula One, aerospace and original equipment manufacturer Automotive. PWRSMMX technology has been proven in these sectors and variants of the technology present a large opportunity for global export when used in complex thermal management systems for spacecraft and supporting platforms. PWR will optimize materials and processes to advance technology readiness level to ensure MMX resilience in extreme environmental and thermal conditions, suitable for critical support systems in space. Seventh grant, of $1 million, to Nectaro Pty Ltd for cryogenic hydrogen and methane research and development capability for spacecraft. The project will support Victorian-based Nextaero to meet the needs of national and international space customers who require capability in advanced fuels, such as liquid hydrogen and methane. It will enable the design, manufacture and validation of cutting-edge fuel systems that are predicted to be central to next-generation high-performance and sustainable spacecraft and rocket systems. The project will enhance an Australian-owned commercial propulsion testing capability that brings international research and development work to Australia and also generates spin-off opportunities for clean energy solutions based on hydrogen. Eighth grant, of $841,875, to Valiant Space Party Limited for enabling production of sovereign solenoid valves for space. The grant will support Valiant Space to address the growing space supply chain demand for reliable and high-quality fluid control components. In particular, the project will see the expansion of design tailoring, advanced manufacturing, and qualification capabilities for the company's coaxial solenoid valve products. This will culminate in a wide range of space-qualified fluid control solutions that meet customers' supply chain needs, for use in both domestic and international space missions. Ninth grant, of $532,222, to Quantex Labs Party Limited for manufacturing facility for space-based photonic technologies. South Australia-based Quantex will establish a hybrid advanced manufacturing facility for cutting-edge and innovative photonics manufacturing in Australia. The facility and processes built will support in-country manufacturing of quantum-capable, precision timing and sensing systems that are miniaturized and reliable. These systems are critical to support timekeeping, sensing and navigation in space and on Earth. Intake 10 recipients. 10th grant, of $250,000, to Viamtech Party Limited for Cosmosuit, integrated commercial space suit platform. This project is intended to improve the technology readiness level of the Cosmosuit, an integrated space suit platform with applications in extreme environments across multiple sectors. The project aims to establish connectivity between the suit's subsystems and the proprietary bioastronautics interface, which will be deployed at the Sabre Responsive Space Operations Center. The project builds an internal automated capability that further enhances the space suit production capacity. 11th grant, of $808,500. To Gilmore Space Technologies Party Limited for Sovereign Space Avionics, GNSS Receiver. Queensland-based Gilmore Space, in collaboration with the University of New South Wales, will co-develop an Australian-made aerospace-grade global navigation satellite system receiver suitable for a range of civil, commercial and defence applications, for example, for position, navigation and timing. The GNSS receiver is a proven technology success story from University of New South Wales that will benefit from Gilmore's advanced space manufacturing expertise and commercialization efforts. 12th grant, of $934,500, to Valiant Space Party Limited for expanding Australia's sovereign in-space propulsion capability. Non-toxic propulsion systems are critical for sustainable and responsible use of space. This grant will enable Valiant Space to mature its expanded line of non-toxic thrusters, designed to support space missions from CubeSats to large interplanetary spacecraft. The development will also serve to enhance Australia's sovereign space manufacturing capability to compete and collaborate in the international market.
You have to wonder how the amount of the grants were calculated. For example, why $493,799 and not $493,800 or even $494,000? Such are the mysteries of government. This is The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie.